Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown. The following contest is scheduled for 3 rounds in the singles division. Introducing first, representing Corruption, he is the ranked 7th contender, led to the ring by his manager, Shannon Barney, with a record of 7 wins, 5 defeats, and 3 knockouts. He is the former 2-time Movie Trivia Schmodown Team Champion of the World, the Cobra, Chance Ellison!
The Cobra, did he get taller? He looks like he is ready to compete. I mean, he's always ready to go, but this looks like another level of Cobra. The hood is up.
The black on black on black with the gold looking stunning tonight. The Cobra is here to play.
And his opponent, representing the Quirky Mercs, led to the ring by his manager, Coy Jandrew, with a record of 15 wins, 11 defeats, and 4 knockouts. He is the former Movie Trivia Schmodown Champion of the World and the 2-time and reigning Movie Trivia Schmodown Team's Champion of the World, William the Beast Bibiani!
Very upset for a man holding a golden belt, Ellis.
What do we want?
Meta humor.
When do we want it?
This is meta humor.
We have tried so many times to pitch really great, really funny entrances to the Schmodown, and they will not okay any of them. What is the matter with you? I refuse to go on unless they let me do a high concept entrance.
And acknowledge we're the greatest team of all time.
That part's optional.
William, I believe this is a high concept entrance, and so it has been ratified. The challenge is upheld.
All right, let's do this.
All right, yeah.
Nice. All right, thank you.
That was easy.
Yeah, I was shocked that worked. Bibbs making it to the ring after being coerced by some wonderful wordplay here from my co-host.
Yeah, the poster board, the production value, it's always the 10. But, you know, the guy puts even more into studying movie trivia, which would strike fear in the heart of any opponent. Maybe not the Cobra.
I mean, you look at the records of these guys, the resumes, the introductions from Harloff. They were like 3 minutes each. That's how good these guys are. 2 former champions, a current champion. This is as good as an undercard gets.
It's a resume as long as my arm, and I'm a caveman. So now we have Chance and William and their respective managers, the Queen of Corruption, Shannon Barney, and Coy Jandrew of the Quirky Mercs. And so I will now go over the rules of round number 1. 10 questions, which span the entire movie trivia landscape. 15 seconds to write down your answer to each question. If it's correct, you earn a point. If you need more time, each player has three usages of the repeat. You can say repeat, and we will give you the question once again in another 15 seconds. Are the teams and the competitors ready?
Then let's get ready to schmodown!
Gentlemen, 10 questions coming your way. 1 point apiece, starting right here with remakes and reboots. Remakes and reboots. There we go. What 2014 sci-fi reboot featured Joel Kinnaman as Alex Murphy, a detective who was injured in an explosion and transformed into a cyborg?
Sick. Your initial reaction when you hear something's being rebooted, remade, are you thrilled or does it just depend on the property?
I'm like an angry old man. Get out of my VCR.
5, 4, 3, I have a laser disc. 2, 1, pens down, let's go to the Cobra.
RoboCop, the bad one.
Now, young man, that is just out of line. But you do get a point. William Bibbiani?
Dead or alive, you're coming with me, RoboCop.
Yeah, it's not a great movie, but there's some fun to be had. Your next question is in the category of new releases, the best section at Blockbuster Video, still operating in Bend, Oregon. Your question for a point, Joe Carnahan directed Frank Grillo and Naomi Watts in what 2021 action thriller about a former Special Forces agent trapped in a time loop?
Did you know that used to work at Blockbuster?
I thought you were going to say you were trapped in a time
loop. I am.
If you work at Blockbuster currently, it may be a time loop. You may want to look into that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to the Beast.
I'm not sure this is right. Cop Shop?
Cop Shop is incorrect. Let's try the Cobra.
Boss Level.
Boss Level is correct.
Early miss here from the Beast in round number one.
That's right. 2-1. Favor of chance.
Here we go. Moving on to question number 3, coming from the category of romance. Which actress co-stars with Tom Cruise as Shannon Christie in Ron Howard's epic Western romantic adventure film, Far and Away? Epic Western romantic adventure film.
That's a lot of genres. You know, you said Ro is in romance, and I thought you were going Bo Cop. 5, 4, 3.
I'm leaving.
2, 1. Pens up. We're the only ones having fun. Pens down. Let's go to Chance.
AMT's best customer, Nicole Kidman.
That is correct. And we'll give him the point back if we want to take away from RoboCop. William Bibbiani.
Yeah, I actually pitched an entrance about that Nicole Kidman AMC thing, and it was vetoed, but
it wasn't
Nicole Kidman.
Okay, well, correct, and I'll try to be in on the next conversation.
Thank you.
Your next category, William, if you do like performing, is comedy.
Nothing like being back in
person. Great, I have a migraine, thanks.
You're welcome.
The question, after all that, for a point. Who plays professional assassin Martin Blank, who goes home to Michigan for his high school reunion in Gross Point Blank? You ever been to your high school reunion? I've never attended.
They're going
to
ask me if I killed someone.
You can answer that on camera if you want.
Yes. Which question did I answer?
Go to Google. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down to the Guffaw Beast first.
Okay, so he goes to Gross Point, but he's an assassin, so it's like a point blank, and his name is blank, and his name is John Cusack. It's a funny film.
Did Chance have it?
Con Air's own, John Cusack.
That is correct. He hates talking about Con Air. I don't know why.
I know. Great what move. Is that? It's like the best thing he's done. Here we go. Moving on to question number 5, halfway through round number 1. 4-3 is the score at hand. We're going to musicals. Sidney Lumet directed what 1978 twist on The Wizard of Oz, starring Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, and Richard Pryor?
Can I say something without offending you?
We'll see.
You seem like a guy who did a lot of musicals in high school. Am I anywhere close?
I was terrified of singing in public.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just fair. Even just talking about it.
You're in public now. 5.
Not doing it.
4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go to Chance first.
No bad news, The Wiz.
That is correct. William.
Even Sidney Lumet didn't know why he was hired to do this. It's The Wiz.
two correct answers and 2 correct points on top of those correct answers. 5-4, Chance Ellison still perfect halfway through round 1 as we head into movie release dates. And your question. In what year did Michael Bay's The Island, Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride, and the Farrelly Brothers' Fever Pitch release?
All right, here we go. Which order do you watch these movies in?
Okay, I like Fever Pitch. I like Corpse Bride. I like the...
Oh,
yeah.
Come on!
The descending order, the reverse order.
Right.
5, 4, 3.
The island is beautiful.
2, 1. Pens down, let's go to the Beast.
2005.
He got it. Did Chance.
Nah, I'm off.
All right, and so now we find ourselves with a tied ball game, 5 apiece. This is the kind of match we thought we'd see.
Yeah, and, you know, 10 questions making it very, very difficult to get that perfect round as we move to question number 7, famous actors and actresses. Which of the following films did Kate Hudson not appear in? Almost Famous, Wish I Was Here, Failure to Launch, or Rock the Casbah?
I like how the writers do these. You know, they come up with fun little wrinkles every season. Mm-hmm. I like this wrinkle.
I do. I really love the not appeared in, and even what we just saw with movie release dates where they list numerous movies. I love it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Chance Ellison.
Rock the Casbah.
Is incorrect. Let's go to William Bibby.
Wish I Was Here.
Is also incorrect. Wow. Kate Hudson not in. It's hard to believe. Failure to Launch.
Oh! Yep. It was in the other. But
yeah. Failure to Launch. Although Terry Bradshaw's naked buttocks were.
I'm so glad that you pointed it out so that I can remember what that looks like.
Let's just move on to the 1990s. And the category is that. What 1990 horror comedy set in Perfection, Nevada follows Val McGee and Earl Bassett who fight for survival against giant prehistoric worm-like monsters? As far as round ones go, some pretty crazy movie premises we've got.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I wouldn't want to be in a lot of these, although I do love that Failure to Launch was brought up.
You're still thinking about, I know what you're thinking about. Mind out of the gutter. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He did win 4 Super Bowls. Pens down, let's go to William.
They're actually called Graboids, but the movie is called Tremors.
That is correct. How about Chance?
Tremors.
All right, and they both Graboid that answer. 6-6.
All tied up as we get into question number 9 here from the category of streaming.
Hey, look at that.
One of our new categories. Let's see how these two fare. Sandra Bullock stars in which Netflix film about a mysterious force that decimates the population where if you see it, you die?
Do we have any hope?
I just
in round
every
one.
Movie is really intense here in round number 1.
Scary stuff. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's see if the cobra had it.
Bird Box.
He did. It's another animal. William.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Beast.
Yeah, my name. Yeah. Bird Box.
We got cobras. We got beasts. We got birds. It's all correct, and it is 7-7. We're tied, and we head to our last question in round number 1. Will it remain a tie? We're about to find out as soon as your idiot host shuts up and reads the question. The category is fantasy science fiction, and the query for a point: which director was behind the video game adaptation Warcraft and the sci-fi film Moon?
Ugh. Those are two very polar opposite ends of the Rotten Tomatoes scoreboard.
Which one would you rather enjoy on a fried egg?
I love Moon.
Okay. You don't want to talk about the other one, it seems. 5, 4, 3. Sometimes that countdown saves you. 2, 1. Pens down. The Beast.
I'm going to stand up for Warcraft. I kind of like that one. Duncan Jones.
It was a huge task, and I thought he did it admirably.
Okay.
Chance?
Spawn of Bowie. Duncan Jones.
That's also correct. And it is a tied ball game. 8-8. This is why you have a Friday Night Titans undercard.
That's
I can't think I just said undercard. Oh, yeah. With William Bibbiani and Chance Ellison. That's where we stand. 8-8. This is the kind of match, like I said, we expected.
Two champions of movie trivia going head-to-head here, but round 2 is where things start to get crazy. We have no idea what that wheel and those wild card slices are going to bring. Ellis, how does round number 2 work?
Well, there is a wheel. You hinted at that, and there are some wild card wedges on that wheel. Each competitor gets a spin. Once they settle on a category 5, questions emerge. 2 points apiece unless they need multiple choice. That point the question recedes to 1. Keep in mind, competitor stealing is available in round number 2. Tied ball game, so by proxy, William the Beast Bibbiani has the option. Would you like to spin first or defer to your opponent?
Oh, that's the hardest question of all night.
You can write down your answer if you want.
I can't. They took away my board.
Oh, no. Their whiteboard.
Took away his board.
Oh, God.
I've been collecting them.
You got to think about it.
What should I do?
Client needs time.
You're gonna have to put a count on it.
Needs time.
5.
We like more than
4.
Let's let Chance go.
2.
Wow.
Wow. What
all
a
right.
shocker.
The Cobra.
Are you surprised?
Is gonna
I'm
spin.
So surprised by that. They like never do that. It's so weird.
There's something different about the Cobra,
there
and I like
it. There's like an edge to him.
Yeah.
And him and Shannon wearing matching necklaces, I think, is just a little cherry on top.
All right, let's get it.
That, I mean, I don't. That she. That faction did so many incredible things last season, and they just seem poised for another big run here. That is sequels and prequels. Do you want to keep it or spin again, Chance? Or Shantz, as Wilford Brimley would say.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Hard target.
When he dresses radio. Like that. Hard target.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Right, they're going to talk this over. Those wild cards really put a damper on an easy decision. He's going to spin again, risking the wild card slide. Then he gets Kevin Smith, the beloved competitor, and I hear he's directing films now.
I hear that as well. Kevin Smith is going to be Chance's Category 5 question is going to come your way, Ellison, in the category of Kevin Smith. Worth 2 a point. Remember, you can check down starting right here. Which actress stars as Becky, manager of the fast food restaurant Movies? In Clerks 2.
Rosario Dawson.
Wow. Right. Shooting right there from the hip. 2 points to Ellison to start off Kevin Smith. Moving on to your second question. Who plays the unhinged Canadian recluse Howard Howe in Tusk?
Rest in peace, Michael Parks.
That is correct for 2 more points. Ellison wasting no time as he gets to his third question here in the category of Kevin Smith with a 4-point lead. Which Kevin Smith film has the tagline, "They're not there to shop, they're not there to work, they're just there"?
Mallrats.
Give him 2 more points. A perfect round number 2 so far for Ellison. He's answering the questions faster than I can ask them.
It appears he's a fan of a fellow competitor.
Here we go. Your 4th question in the category of Kevin Smith. In Yoga Hosers, what did the media dub the Colleens after they save everyone from the potential Bratzy takeover and clear their names?
Multiple choice.
Is it A, Hero Clerks, B, Heroes of the North, C, Cool Clerks, or D, Killer Colleens?
D.
D, Killer Colleens, is incorrect. So the Beast, I'm going to come over to you. I'm going to read you the question first and then your options. In Yoga Hosers, what did the media dub the Colleens after they save everyone from the potential Bratzy takeover and clear their names? Is it A, Hero Clerks, B, Heroes of the North, C, Cool Clerks, or D, Killer Colleens?
I'm going to go with Heroes of the North.
That is also incorrect.
That's
unfortunate. We're looking for Hero Clerks, Ellis. A big point hanging out there on the battlefield.
That's right. So it's 14-8. Chance Ellison has 1 question remaining in round number 2 in the category of Kevin Smith, looking to pad that lead a little more.
And your final question. Which actor says the following line in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? Oh, you're the executive producer. Well, why don't you executive produce me a latte?
Want the actor, right? Okay, Chris Rock.
That is correct for 2 more points in a very near perfect round for Chance Ellison. Just the 1 checkdown he wasn't able to grab.
And now I know where you stole that line from when you were yelling at the producers before we went to air. Chance Ellison, 16, the Beast, 8. But the good news for the Beast, the Quirky Mercs, and all of their fans all over the world, now the Beast gets a spin at the wheel after an impressive round 2 from Ellison.
Yeah, and you talk about Kevin Smith not being available, a category where the Beast has done well in the past, but you talk about how well Ellison just played through that. It's going to be nice that Bibbs isn't going to be offering up steals.
I'm getting a spidey sense here. I have a feeling we're getting a wild
card. Oh, please.
I'm just telling you, it's tingling.
Wild card.
All right.
I don't know if it has to do with the wheel or just a personal issue that I'm dealing with. Historical epics and dramas. Okay, William, would you like to keep that slice or spin again?
Honestly.
Man,
let's take it.
That's a wide category.
They're going to take it.
Okay. Dramas and epics.
All right.
Live our dreams.
And crushing mine, not getting the wild card once again.
William Bibbiani, 5 questions in the category of historical epics and dramas, the movies that your history professor put on when they were hungover. Your first question. Which actress played England's Queen Victoria in 2 films, Mrs. Brown and Victoria and Abdul?
That would be Dame Judi Dench.
Is correct for 2 points. And he is on the board. Your next question. What 1962 epic starred Peter O'Toole and won the Best Picture Oscar?
Lawrence of Arabia.
2 more points for the Beast, and he's cooking in round 2. Your next query, Steven Spielberg's Lincoln focuses on the president's efforts to get what number amendment passed?
It's the 13th.
I think that he's still the valedictorian of whatever high school he went to, because that is also correct.
We all went to high school, right?
Okay. He cuts the lead to 2. The Cobra still enjoying that cushion, but it could be eroded here with this next question. Your penultimate one in historical epics and dramas, and it is. In what film does Benedict Cumberbatch portray the real-life person Alan Turing?
It will be The Imitation Game.
2 more points, and we are tied at 16 apiece. Before we head to round 3, William Bibbiani has the opportunity with his final question to take a lead going into that match-determining round, and that question is, in the film Troy, which actor plays Agamemnon, king of the United Greek city-states?
Multiple choice.
One. He's going to go to multiple choice, keeping all of his repeats in play. And your options for a point, is it A, Brendan Gleeson, B, Orlando Bloom, C, Brian Cox, and D, Sean Bean?
I'm going to say Brendan Gleeson.
Is incorrect, and so the Cobra has a chance to take that lead that we thought Bibbiani might be able to have in round 3. Chance, the question, in the film Troy, which actor plays Agamemnon, king of the United Greek city-states? Is it A, Brendan Gleeson, B, Orlando Bloom, C, Brian Cox, or D, Sean Bean?
Brian Cox.
Roman, you are correct, and that is a 17-16 lead as we head into round 3. It's the slimmest of margins, and what a ballgame it's been thus far.
Ellis, you could see Chance Ellison's eyes light up. He had a smile on his face the second you asked that question, hoping that Bibbs was going to miss it. The checkdown came in. Ellison takes away 1 point, and that is a massive advantage going into round number 3.
It could be the difference in the ballgame because we're entering round 3, which is the round that will determine the match. Each player is going to give us 3 numbers from 1 to 20. They each correspond to a mystery category. First question's worth 2 points, and then 3 points, and then your final question is worth 5 points. William Bibbiani down by 1 to the Cobra Chance Ellison. So Chance, you have the right to give us your 3 lucky numbers first from 1 to 20. What feels fortunate, son?
6, 8, 11, Pops.
6, 7?
6, 8.
6, 8, and 11. I was more of a sports guy. All right, William Bibbiani.
Let's do 7, 3, and 19.
All right. It is going to be Andrew Guy asking William Bibbiani the questions.
I'll be Andrew's going to ask me the question
for Cobra.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
And so Bibbiani now can take the lead with that first question Andrew will be asking. And William Bibbiani selected category number 7. And Joe Theismann's number corresponds to what category, possibly, that could see William Bibbiani taking the lead?
That would be Mother Effing Samuel L. Jackson.
Nice.
Wow, my. How things have changed for me.
All right, for 2 points, Bibbs and the lead. In 2000, Samuel L. Jackson starred in the 4th film of what crime action franchise alongside Richard Roundtree, Christian Bale, and Jeffrey Wright?
That would be John Singleton's Shaft.
That is correct. For 2 points and the lead, we go back over to Corruption and Chance Ellison.
That's right. Chance selected number 6. For his 2-point category, which could see him regain the lead. And the category is Romance. It is Romance Movies.
just going to not give up on
can
that
I,
one,
Can
huh?
I get RoboCop in round 3?
If it was on my screen, yes, but I just read what is here. Shantz, your question to regain the lead in the category of romance. What 2011 film was the first movie in which Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone had an on-screen romance?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Ain't love all of those things. That is correct. And now it's 19-18. We go back to William Bibbiani.
Bibbs, you selected number 3 for your 3-point question, which is going to take you to the category, another dual category here, of Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Oh, I like them both.
Fun.
For 3 points, and the lead once again. Robert Redford plays the father of Bryce Dallas Howard in what 2010s Disney remake that also features Carl Urban?
Pete's Dragon.
That is correct. For 3 more points, the Beast is back in the lead. And Ellis, did you expect anything else with these two heavyweights?
You just know it's going to come down to the wire with these two. We're almost there. But where we currently are is the 3-pointer for the Cobra, who can take another lead here. If he hits it, he selected number 8, and that corresponds to one of the all-time greats, Robin Williams. And your question. For the lead, who directed Robin Williams and Bonnie Hunt in the family adventure film Jumanji?
Joe Johnston.
He even got the T in there. That's what we were looking for. That is right. It is 22-21. Randolph Childress to Tim Duncan. And now we go back to the Beast. If he hits his 5-pointer, he's going to put a lot of pressure on Ellison. If he misses, Chance Ellison will win the match.
Bibbs, you selected number 19 for your 5-point question, which is going to take you to the wonderful world of animated.
Okay.
For 5 points, the lead, and to send it back over to Ellison for hopefully the last time for you, Bibbs. Michael Caine, Maggie Smith, Ozzy Osbourne, and Stephen Merchant appeared in 2 computer animated films in the 2010s. Name just one. Still has repeats in play.
Go to 5, 4, 3, 2.
Repeat the question.
That's his first one. He's got 2 remaining.
For 5 points, category of animated. Michael Caine, Maggie Smith, Ozzy Osbourne, and Stephen Merchant appeared in 2 computer animated films in the 2010s. Name one of them.
Five, four, three, two.
Multiple choice. Repeat the question.
Okay.
Sorry.
You got it.
I take the multiple if you got it. But
you got it in time. We don't have multiple choice.
On the 5-point, we can't do that.
All right.
Animated, 5 points.
All right.
Michael Caine, Maggie Smith, Ozzy Osbourne, and Stephen Merchant appeared in 2 computer animated films in the 2010s. Name one of them.
Still got 1, 2. Still got his 1.
It's very rare that you see Bibbs have to rack his brain for this long.
Romeo and Juliet.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
5 points, 2 repeats. Bibbs stays in the game.
Wow.
He can't believe it. Coy can't believe it. Chance, still ice in his veins.
I mean, you talk about Ozzy Osbourne. It's either Sherlock Gnomes or it's Romeo and Juliet. That's the easy answer there. So now it is a 4-point game, which is a great. It's a great lead for the Beast. 26 points, what an accomplishment. Chance Ellison has 22 points, but he also has a 5-point question remaining. So now, Chance, it all comes down to this. You hit this 5-pointer, you have defeated and felled the Beast. If you miss it, the Beast will be declared the winner in the undercard of tonight's Friday Night Titans. And your category is number 11. You selected remakes and reboots. For 5 points. And the win. Your question. Which actor appeared in 2012's Total Recall, 2002's Solaris, and 2009's Star Trek? Remain. Which actor appeared in 2012's Total Recall, 2002's Solaris, and 2009's Star Trek?
You can hear a pin drop in the studio right now.
5, 4, 3. He's going to use the second repeat. Remakes, reboots is the category. Which actor appeared in 2012's Total Recall, 2002 Solaris, and 2009's Star Trek? Five.
Repeat the question.
4. That's his last repeat. Remakes and reboots is the category. The question. Which actor appeared in 2012's Total Recall, 2002 Solaris, and 2009's Star Trek?
Carl Urban.
And your winner, William the Beast Bibiani!
Oh my goodness.
John Cho was the answer.
John Cho appeared in those three remakes and reboots. You talk about tough five pointers. We just witnessed two of the harder ones that I've ever had the pleasure, dishonor, however you want to phrase it, of asking. But these competitors were up to the task, regardless of what we threw at them. William Bibiani pulling out that Romeo and Juliet. Chance Ellison not quite able to get to John Cho in time, but that's why they call him the Cobra, and this is certainly why they call William Bibiani the Beast. He is your winner today.
I mean, just an incredible back and forth for all three rounds. We saw it go the distance with the five-point question. It looked like Ellison might have it for a second. It looked like Bibbs might have it for a second, but the Beast comes out on top, and I wanted to interject, but I had to save for the moment. What great five-point questions from our writing team.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.